I will start, hopefully. 30 slides and 10 minutes. Excellent. There's a next button here. Eventually we'll get there. Good. So a good number of things changed over lockdown, and perhaps you're interested in that. So Collabra Online is an amazing piece of software, and built on LibreOffice technology. And one of the things that we really you'd have noticed changed, I guess, in lockdown was that we binned this dialogue saying, this is an unsupported version of whatever. We thought this was a good way to encourage people to consider supporting the project and getting something, you know, supported and contributing back. But it turned out everyone hated it. Even I hated it. So there you go. Even though it did a good thing. So we got rid of that, and after a large discussion, which doesn't bear repeating, we then decided to use the Collabra brand to make people aware that you could get something. So one of the biggest and most significant changes, I guess, was removing that and providing then a free version that anyone could deploy at scale without asking anyone, which is kind of cool, if you like that sort of thing. And so there's a bit of a catch-22 there, and we unround it. So the things that changed, I guess, is now public unlimited online binaries, and we also published all of our SDK documentation, Docker image build instructions, and just got a lot more open. And Italo, wherever he is, came up with this inspired umbrella brand for LibreOffice technology, I guess, that's, this platform for personal productivity. So quite a lot of sort of end-user-facing change there. And obviously making those two things work together nicely and be friendly is important. So we spent lots of time putting, you know, LibreOffice technology logos into the here and there. Those are such, and Nextcloud Office as well. I guess I got these two the wrong way around, but anyway. And everything was beautiful, except no one could see it at TDF. Oh, I need to move this way, do I? Out of the frame, sorry. Because Guilhem is a genius and had cleverly locked down the CSP rule, so you couldn't actually fetch the logo from your client because it was forbidden. So we then had to implement a whole load of work to get the server to download and then reserve the image. So there's some kind of funky HTML proxy built into Collabra Online for this image. So anyway, it gets out there now. And so when you click on it, you get these nice credits that tell about all the good work that everybody has done. So hopefully there's even pictures you might feature if you're careful. And there's some more branding there planned. So we have a welcome screen that comes up now and shows you the differences, and we'd love to get this accelerated. Sadly, we're a bit busy at the moment, which is good, all good for LibreOffice. So I just wanted to talk quickly about some of the things that we've done, because that's quite fun, in the technology underneath. So there you go. Look at this lovely logo. So one of the things then is to make the blockchain useful, and which means providing money to us to do LibreOffice hacking, obviously. And so we got rid of this really deeply annoying dialogue, and which was triggered by all those clever people that accidentally had typed in the far right corner of their spreadsheet once. And made the size apparently larger, which is really good. Hopefully lots of people enjoy that. Content control, so this is just, Microsoft has many strata of content controls. You know, every idea has been tried many times. And these are, I guess, the latest one, and so Miklos has done a fantastic job. I think he had a talk probably on this to implement those so that we can do all sorts of forms and things. And then starting to edit things on top, press color theming, lots of beautiful interoperability work, chart data tables. Everyone likes, you know, pictures. Well, some people like pictures, others like numbers. And so, well, you can have both on the same screen and hopefully see it in your slides, which is kind of cool. DeepL, yes, built-in language translation, just what you need to get your German into English or vice versa, you know, and that's all good fun, and hopefully then with formatting of some degree as well. You can imagine perhaps the problems of turning this into HTML, translating it, and then trying to get your styles back at the other end. And anyone that wants to help improve that, I'm sure will be thrilled to have some help making it better. So that's all good fun. what else? I missed the button? No? Good. And then there's whole loads of things we've done in Collabra Online. So one of the things I'm excited about is a language tool. So people ask me, what about your artificial intelligence story? And of course, you know, we need some intelligence around, that's for sure. If only we had some, you know. And a robot seems like a good way of providing it, you know, reproducible, repeatable. The wonderful people at Language Tool have managed to build an open source business sort of off the back of Grammarly's market positioning and price setting skills. And so they're making money selling open source things here, are built around the open source Language Tool and contributing loads of good code. And they're based in Potsdam. And so it was thrilling to be able to integrate with them and to get much better grammar checking. And of course, you can run Language Tool on your premise. So you're not sending it all to some random other server. You're sending it to your own random other server, which is good. So that's all fun. And then, of course, the Duden corrector has been integrated with people like this. You know, does actually, these are both German companies, I believe. So, you know, your genitives are safe with us. You know. But anyway, so a similar web service there, and that can be integrated. Have reflowing your text, positioning beautiful boats for core, you know, in just the right place. You know, it's very, very important to get your images nice. It is. So, you know, you can see the anchor. Yeah. It's one of those metaphors that's probably not used. It's like the floppy disk anchor. You know, I don't know how many people sail, but anyway, sailors get their images in good places. And putting that into the web UI. There's some chunk of accessibility work and just ease of use stuff around the formula entry, building on Quelon's work to make formula entries JS dialogable, which is all good. That came for our mobile thing. The accessibility checker, I guess we brought that to the online suite so that you can see all of the many failings that you have in your accessibility and then maybe fix them, which would be good. And then lots of work from, I guess, Shimon primarily, but Pedro and others on bringing JS dialogues, more JS dialogues. So having the dialogues, again, using Quelon's WX widgets like welding framework, we can move these and run them then on the client, which brings whole loads of prettiness and performance and accessibility improvements. What else? Deltas. So we also, the way Collabora Online works is it has tiles. It splits your documents into 256 pixel square tiles, which at least in the past I was told is optimal for some GPUs on mobile phones. And it seems like a good size. So we do that, but we now use deltas for that as well. So as you type your hello or H something, it will find just the H and then it will compress that. And previously we did this with PNGs. And PNGs, I use deflate, and deflate is, well, as you can see, really bad. Not only is it slow, it also produces big compressed data, you know? So there you go. So Z standard is much better, and we do that now. And thanks to Facebook for their contribution to digital sovereignty, you know, and control of your data. That's fantastic. What else? Various new exciting dialogues, property things, innumerable PDF options built in, so new export stuff. Some great things there from the team. What else? Online embedded video playback. If you have embedded videos, you can drop them in and get them. Of course, codecs are the hidden nightmare of any kind of video. You know, it's a disaster area. But we just use what your browser has. So let's hope your browser is doing well. And luckily, browsers seem to have reasonably good codec supports. Somehow, what else can I say? Come heck with us. It's cool. You know, talk to us. Get involved. And the cool kids are all using LibreOffice technology, so you should be too, if you're not. There's a LibreOffice Hackfest this Monday and Tuesday, so that's not tomorrow, but the days after, at the Business and Technology Incubator. So if you want to be incubating, you know, technology, you can come. Beta Co-working, it's a great place, and you can take a photograph, and then you'll have all the details you need. And in March, we're having something in Clare College, Cambridge. Again, you're welcome. There'll be a LibreOffice Hackfest there. Come make us open source rock with us. And that's about it. Thank you. Any questions? Okay. Oh, 47 seconds for questions. I lie. 42. It's you know? Never mind. Well, thank you very much. Grab me over a beer afterwards. Thank you.